Today's shir is Masach Tachul on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin on Aleph, the second line. The Mishnah taught us the Reishis HaGeiz, the Halacha of Reishis HaGeiz, Enanayig Ela Berchelim, and only applies to sheep. Berchelim means sheep. When we speak about sheep, we mean both male and female. However, when the Torah wants to be a little more specific, a female is called a rochel, and a male is called a ayel. But if the Torah, if the Gemara, as our Gemara uses the word rechelim independently, when the Gemara uses the word rechelim independently, it means both males and females. So does the Mashah explain. Similarly, says the Mashah, when the Torah used the word tzoincha, it also represents both male and female. And we learned in the Mishnah that Reish Sageiz applies only by Rechelim, it only plays by sheep. Ask the Mamnani Mili, from where we know this halacha. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Chisda, ask your Giza Giza, we learn a Gzei Rishava. Ksiv Hacha, the Pasuk, when it speaks about Reish Sageiz, says Reish Sageiz Tzoncha Titanloi, the Ksiv Hosam, and the Pasuk in Eiv says, Umigeis Kafsi Chasamim, that he says that Eiv speaks about himself and speaks about some of the good things that he did. What he says is that when he saw a poor person, he would give him a garment made out of sheep wool to warm him up. Malahalan, the Pasuk speaks about in Eiv Kvasim, Afkan, so here we also see that it means Kvasim. So Tosfos asks, how could we use a Pasuk in Eiv to tell us what is the definition of a Pasuk in the Chumash of Reish HaSageiz? Isn't there a rule, the Divrei Torah, Medivrei Kabbalah, what it learns, what it says in the Torah cannot be learned from what it says in Tanakh? So how could we be relying on Gzeir Shavah? So Tosfos answers that what's happening here in the Gemara is not to be viewed as a Gzeir Shavah. Indeed, that is not a legitimate Gzeir Shavah. What should be understood in this Gemara is that the Pasuk, the Gemara, is looking for a definition, for a taich. What does the word Giza mean? For that, we could use a Pasuk in Novi, in Nach, to explain what it is the definition. There are questions on this pshat because we're going to see that the Gemara asks how we apply this Gzeir Shavah. So it clearly seems to indicate that it's speaking about a Gzeir Shavah. And so ask the Gemara now, V'nelef mi Giza Giza Mabachar. Just like when we speak about a Bechor, and the Torah Kedosh, as we're going to see in a second, says that we're not allowed to shear the wool of a Bechor, and it speaks about every type of animal, even a shor, even an axe. So why shouldn't we say here too that when the Torah uses the word Giza, it means everything? And as the Mefarshim explained, a concept that we've been discussing in our shiurim, when there's an option to explain a pasuk l'chumra, or to explain a pasuk l'kula, we always explain the pasuk l'chumra. And therefore, the Gemara's question is most understandable. Why are we defining the pasuk to mean only sheep, when we could say that the pasuk also means all types of animal? So says the Gemara, the Tanya, to back up what we just learned, the Braisa that speaks about Bechor, says the Pasuk says regarding Bechor, Lesavad b'Bechor sherecha, v'leisogus b'Bechor tzernecha. The Torah is teaching us that we're not allowed to work with an animal that's a Bechor, that's an axe, nor will we shear the sheep that's a Bechor. Only, so says the Braisa, only elishar b'avoida. If we learn the Pasuk simply, we would suggest that an animal that's an axe, that's a Bechor, may not be worked with. An animal that's a tzoin, that's a bechor, may not be caught. But ask the Gemara, how do we know to apply the halacha of one to the other. Tamloim le savad le sagas. So the pasuk, if two halachas were not connected, the pasuk should have just said le savad b'b'chor sherecha le sagas b'chor tzenecha. The fact that the pasuk goes out of the way to put a vav between them indicates that the halacha of each applies to the other. So we see from here that one may not cut the wool of a bechor that's a shor, and therefore the Gemara is asking that just like over there we're not allowed to cut even the wool of any animal, here too it should be by any animal the din of reishis hageis. Of course, the question is, if that's the case, why does the Tzaira say leisogus bechor tzenecha if it's not limited to that? So the Tosfos Rosh answers, because typically we don't cut the wool of ox, and typically we don't work with a sheep. And that's why the Torah spoke about a case which is most common, but not that it's not applicable. And therefore the Gemara is suggesting that here too, the halacha of reishis hageis should apply to all animals. Amar Kra answers the Gemara, the pasuk by Reishis Hageis says, Titen loy v'loy l'sakai. What the pasuk means to say is, what is the purpose of giving the Reishis Hageis to the Kayin? The purpose of giving the Reishis Hageis to the Kayin is that the Kayin should have wool to sew a garment. Now, garments are not made out of ox wool. They are made for sacks, for bags, for whatever. And therefore, the Gemara says, it couldn't mean to say that we should be using the reishis hageis with shor wool. Shor wool is not needed for that purpose. El miato, if that's the case, noitza shel izim l'chayiv. They did make at certain times hair out of the hair of a goat garments, and it was saying that what we look at is if it could be used for a garment, so there should be reishis hageis by goats. Answers the Gemara. Bina Giza Veleka. It has to be something that's done through Giza. Giza means that it's cut, and the hair of a goat is not cut, it's plucked. Ask the Gemara, Man Sham Behez Svara. Who is the one that espouses such a Svara? Ask the Gemara. There's a difference between something that's cut versus something that's cut versus something which is just plucked, says the Mara Abyasi. The Pasuk, when it speaks about leket, we've spoken about leket in our shiur. Leket means that when you're cutting the grain of the property, the Torah just says that if sheaves fall down, the Torah says that we should pick them up. The Torah speaks about the wording of the Torah is v'leket kitzircha and v'yisalakit. So the Gemara is suggesting that what is the word v'leket, says Rabbi Yossi, what is leket kitzircha hamoid, that only something that is cut. So here too, we'll say giza means only something that is cut. And if it's not cut, it's not in the family of giza, and there is no halacha of reishis hageis. But answers the Gemara, Hamayda Rabbi Yossi agrees, but mide de orchi, but something which is normally cut, even though Tyrus says, leket tzircha, if that's the way you normally pluck it with your hand, it would be included in the category of cut. So here too, asks the Gemara, when we're speaking about goat hair, even though goat hair, as we're learning, is not normally cut, it's just plucked, he agrees that that's the way that it's taken off. That's considered kitzircha. So here too, it should be considered giza. Ella, says the Gemara, why is the halacha that reishis hageis only applies by sheep and nowhere else? Says the Gemara, Kedam Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi speaks about how much reishis hageis do you have to give. And we learned that the amount of reishis hageis that has to be given is the amount that could be used to make, as we'll discuss, the smallest beged that the kohen uses, which is an avnet. Because the pasuk says, Kiboy bocha Hashem alakech mikosh v'tech lam l'sharas b'em Hashem. And we learn from here, davar royal l'shevers, something that could be used for serving Hashem, which is the smallest beged of an avnet. Now, avnet is made out of wool. Bigdei kahuna are not made out of goat hair. Bigdei kahuna are made out of wool. Hachinami. So therefore, here too, we're going to learn dava haroy l'sheiris, that the halacha of reishis hageis is only something that's used for the avoida, which is wool and not goat hair. Ask the Gemara if that's the case, that we learn it from the pasuk of Geis Kifsei Yischamim, the pasuk in Iyuv. Ask the Gemara, so we go back to what we said at the beginning of the shir, Ella Giza Giza Lamayasa. What do we learn from the word Giza Giza? Answers the Gemara, L'chir Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Kvasim Shetzimra Kasha. You have sheep that have very hard wool, Ptum Reishas Hageis. Then there's no Chiv Reishas Hageis, because the Pasuk says, Shnem Megeis Kufsa Yischamim. The Pasuk describes wool that you could make a garment which warms you up. And a garment made out of hard wool will not accomplish that. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada, one brisa says, Goizis is a izim, cut the hair off the goats, Shaitiv is a rechelim, and you cut or you wash the rechelim, the sheep, in water, Pata, there is no chiv of Reishas Hageis. And we can understand the halacha by the izim, because they're very hard. And since they're hard, they can't be used to make bigdei kahuna. And by washing the wool, we could understand that since that's not the way we cut, that's why you're not chayiv for reishis hageis. However, ask the Gemara Tanya, Edoch, there's another braisa that says, Hagoyz say izim, if somebody cuts the wool of a goat, potter. So we have a stira. Answers the Gemara Lakash. The way we reconcile it, the braisa that says that if you cut through washing, you chayiv reishis hageis, it represents the opinion of the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon don't require that it should be done kedarkoi. For her, the braisa that says that if you did giza through washing, your potter represents the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And says the Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, we have a precedent from this machlekes, the Tanya, as we speak about the mitzvah of leket. And the Torah says, "V'kutzrochem etzir atzchem loy sechal pas sitcha liktzor v'leket ktzirecha leket ktzircha loy selaket." That if you drop bundles, that you have to leave them there. And the pasuk says, "Leket ktzircha v'loy leket kitov." If you're cutting, that's when the din of leket applies. But if you're pulling out kitov, that won't apply. The Pina Tanakama is that it has to be kedarkai, the normal way it's cut. Rabbi Yosemer ain't like an elaba machems cuts here. It has to be cut. So immediately ask the Gemara. So Rabbi Yosemer and the Tanakama are actually saying the exact same thing. Rabbi Yosemer and the Tanakama is both saying that you only chayiv like it if you cut it in the normal fashion. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, what is their machloikis? Says the Gemara, the way to understand that braisa is kula Rabbi Yossi. The entire braisa represents the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Fach tani, this is the way to understand the braisa. Rabbi Yossi, leket ketzircha, only ketzircha v'loy leket kituf, not through kituf. Why? She Rabbi Yossi, oime ein leket al bar mach mekotzir. Leket is only applicable if you cut, and if you didn't cut, it's not leket. So we see from here that we have a machlekes rabbanon Rabbi Yossi, when the Torah Kedosh used the word ketzira. Does it mean only in the normal fashion of ketzira or any type of cutting? Rabbi Yossi is going to hold only in the normal, only in cutting. Anyway else is not. And Rabbanan hold anyway is cutting. Any way of taking it out is cutting. And we'll have, says the Gemara, the same machlokes regarding reishis hageis. Is it only reishis hageis if you cut it, or is it reishis hageis in any fashion? Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava Rav Ashi, even Rabbi Yossi, who says that lekita by leket means cutting it with a scissor or whatever tool, might the Rabbi Yossi mida arche. If something was cut in the normal fashion of cutting, then there'll be chiyuv of leket. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, the pasuk says, "Ubekutzrochem etzir atzchem loy sechal pas satcha liktzar." Eli al katzir. So if I learn the pasuk is only telling us that the chiyuv of peya applies if you cut it with that tool. Oiker minayin, how do you know if we just pull it out? Tam loimer lektzar. Toilish, if you cut it, if you rip it, if you pull it out, and that's the way to do it. Minayin, tam loimer, the pasuk says, v'kutzrechem es k'tzir artzchem loy sechal pasuk v'kutzrecha. And the word b'kutzrecha means that if you cook it out in the way that it's normally taken out, then yichayif peya. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, af anan namitanina. I have a brisa that supports the Rabbi Yossi agrees that if it was not cut with a tool, but that's the way it's normally cut, it's called cutting. The Mishnah says Masech the Peya, Malams Betzolim Shebena Yerek. If you have a row of onions between your vegetables, Rabbi Yossi Mepeya Mikolach Vechad, every row of onions has to have its own peya taken, because the vegetables in between are considered a separation. Since the vegetables in between, say the Rabbanan, are not considered a hefsek, so it's considered like one field, and one peya for the entire field will be sufficient. But explain the Mefarshim, that the way onions are cut is that they're pulled out. So if Rabbi Yossi were to say that we're only chayiv in a case where it's cut with a tool, here it's not cut with a tool. If it's not cut with a tool, why is there a halacha of peya? If peya is, according to Rabbi Yossi, limited to when you cut with a tool. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say that is clearly an indication that even when it's cut with a tool, the halacha is, even if it's not cut with a tool, but that's the normal way of cutting, the halacha will be that it's considered properly cut, even according to Rabbi Yossi. We learned in the Mishnah, kamahu merubah. What's considered there's only chiyuv reishis hageiz when it's merubah, and the Mishnah wants to know what is the definition of merubah. Beishamai said two sheep, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Yechaya ish eglis bakush shtei tzoyin, and Beisil's opinion is five, as the pasuk says chamish tzoyin asuyos. Says the Gemara, Bishlamul Beishamai, according to Beishamai, we understand Beishamai's opinion because they're saying tanti name ikri tzoyim. Two are also considered tzoyim, and that's why even if you just cut two sheep, you'll be chayiv and reishis hageis. But ask the Gemara, Ela Beis Hillel, my tama, why does Beis Hillel say that it has to be five? Again, the question is, if we could go l'kula l'chumra, we've been learning in our shul, and we go l'chumra. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Kahana da Makra, chamesh tzoyim asuyos. What does that mean, asuyos? Asuyos is a lush rabbim. Aisashtei mitzvahs. You could have two mitzvahs, reishis hagoyin umatonis. When you cut the wool, you'll have opportunity to two mitzvahs. You'll be able to give Zerayah L'chaim V'keva, and you'll also be able to give reishis hagoyin. So we see from here that the Torah, the pasuk is coming to teach us that have both mitzvahs, you have to have five sheep. Because were you only to have two sheep, you would only have Zerayah L'chaim V'keva, but you wouldn't have reishis hageiz. Ema, says the Gemara, yes, asked the Gemara. The pasuk is teaching us that you have five, you have two mitzvahs. But Ema, the two mitzvahs are b'chayr and matanis. Asked the Gemara, that can't be pshat, that the pasuk says two you'll have, but five, two, by five you'll have, by less you won't. Because we actually know, b'chayr chadam yilei m'chayva, to hilchas b'chayr is even on one single animal. And moreover, Ultamech asked the Gemara, you're saying when you have five, you'll have two mitzvahs. You'll have the mitzvah of Zerayah L'chaim V'keva. Asked the Gemara, but isn't it true that Matana Chadam Milah M'chayva? Even, isn't there a dinner matnas kuhun of Zerayah L'chaim V'keva even by one animal? Ella Amar Ravashi, we have a different way of understanding the pasuk. Asuyos means ma'asis b'leim. When we have five animals, they tell their owner, now you have a mitzvah. Oymer Sloy, when you have five animals, the pasuk is telling us, they are, so to speak, declaring, komasei mitzvah, do this mitzvah of reishis hageis, but where you won't have that obligation by less than five. Says the Gemara Tanya, the Bei Reb Yishmael Berebi, Reb Yosi Omer Mishaviv, he said in the same of his name of his father, Abba, that when is there an obligation for reishis hageis? When you have four animals. Because as we find, the pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Kiyignav ish shara seo mok tofka chumara chamay shabak yisham takas ashar, v'arba tzayin takas asah. So we see that when you have four sheep, it's considered tzayin, it's considered you should have reishis hageis. Tanya Amar Rebbe, to which Rebbe comments, El moly devrayim, devray Torah, if Beisham and Beis Hillel had learned their limit from a pasuk, the divrei beribi and Rabbi Yossi had learned his understanding from Kabbalah from a pasuk in Nach. He's called beribi because the Mefarshim say whenever the Gol Hador is always called the greatest person of the generation is called beribi. Shimon, Anan divrei ribi b'Shimon, we would follow his opinion because the Gemara is suggesting he's machria, his opinion is in between by Shammai and Beis Hillel. Suggest the Gemara of Kolshkein, certainly with the Vrayim, the Vrei Kabbalah, certainly when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's opinion are based on Psukim and Nach, the Divrei Beribi and his opinion is based on a Pasuk in Chumash. And the Pasuk in Chumash, of course, is always considered more relevant than the Pasuk in Nach. Why are Pesukim in Nach called Divrei Kabbalah? Many Pshatim. One Pshat is Torah was for all generations. Divrei Kabbalah are Nevuah that was said for what was happened at a certain situation. Another Pshat Divrei Kabbalah is the Navi is just Kabbalah means to Kaibel. They're complaining about what they heard, about what was going on in their generation. Or Kabbalah is because all Nevi'im are considered extensions of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara is suggesting that we should certainly follow the opinion of Yishmael Beribi and it should be four animals. But ask the Gemara, why? Because it's a compromised position. Ask the Gemara, that's not considered a compromised position. Ein achrosh shlishis machras. The definition suggest the Gemara, of a compromised position is when you have three opinions and you have two opinions and then the third opinion takes a little of each opinion. That's considered a compromised opinion. But that's not what's happening in our Gemara, ask the Gemara. What we have in our Gemara is that Beis Shammai says two, Beis Hillel says five, and now comes Rav Shmuel Beribi and says four. Four is not to be understood as a compromise opinion, but rather the four is to be understood as a new opinion. If it's just a whole new opinion, that's not considered a compromise that we should say that that's the opinion to follow. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Ritva learns the Gemara that when you have a machloikis, a Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, who in Halacha we always follow the opinion of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They were from the first generation of Tanoim. And now comes Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi, who lived much later. He cannot be considered an opinion that can make a decision in a machloikis that applies to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And therefore, that's not the way suggested Gemara we should make. That's not the way we should make this decision in this case. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi did not just say it based on his own opinion. He heard him Mepi Shmu Amra, Mepi Chagi Zechariah Malachi. And therefore, this opinion is the most serious opinion that we should take into consideration. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Menachinus Eimer, that the Ruchi of a Rishis Hageis is only if each animal has a money monochatzi of wool, and the Chacham said, Kol Shehein. asked the Gemara for kama kol shehein. The way I saw the Mefarshim explain this Gemara, the Gemara says that kol shehein has to have some sort of a shear. We cannot suggest that kol shehein means nothing. And I saw for Rabbi Chanan Zatzal, Rabbi Chanan says that everything in the Torah has a shear, and to say that something has absolutely no shear is difficult to accept. So how much is kol shehein? Amarav mono pras, a money and a half of all of the five sheep together. However, says the Gemara, uvat shehei muchumashis, they have to be divisible. It's not that you have altogether one and a half. Each animal has to give that amount, and it's not that just as long as I have that in total. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says that the shear is shishim, 60 sloim, and out of the 60 sloim of wool, noisin salachs l'kayin, we give a sell of wool to the kayin. The Rishonim debate, does Shmuel also require that they should be mechumashes, that all of them have to be giving, or is the total, or is Shmuel only looking for the total? Rabbi Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan, sheish, we have to have six sloim from all these animals, and from that you give the kayin, chamish sloim. Vechad lo, you have to hold on one to yourself. Because otherwise, if you're giving everything away, that's not called reishis hageis. Ula amar Reb Elazar, kol shehein sheninu. The Mishnah uses the word kol shehein. As long as you have a seller of wool altogether, it's enough. Tanan asked the Gemara, the Mishnah said, v'kama noisen loy, how much wool do we give to the kohen? Mishkel chamish shloim b'Yehuda. The weight of chamish shloim in Yehuda changed es shloim b'Golol. As we learned in the Mishnah, there are different ways of calculating how much is in each weight. Bishlam l'Rav Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah that they learned that the shear of reishis hageis is more than chamish shloim. That's why we understand we give him five shloim, because as I just said a moment ago, we can't give everything away. Just like by truma d'aloch, you can't give all of the produce as truma. Truma has to have a frosha. Here too, you have to have an act of a frosha. But ask the Gemara El Shmuel that we give him only one seller. Or Rabbi Elazar, who said the shear is a koshu, kasha, that we have to give, the Mishnah says we have to give him chamish shloim. Or tameich, continues the Gemara. And you just said the Rav's opinion is understandable. Ask the Gemara, or Rav Minicha, is what Rav said understandable? For Rav Shulam Tavayu, Reishis Ageiz B'Shishim, that to do the mitzvah a Reishis Ageiz, we have to give him a 60th. And according to Rav, that you give altogether mono pras, a 60th of that is not a seller. So even a Rav, it's hard that the Mishnah says you give him chamish shloim, and according to Rav's calculation, you wouldn't even have a seller. Answers the Gemara, this halacha that the Mishnah says we give the kohen the weight of chamish shloim is for a different purpose altogether. Hoyet maladehi, Rav Shmuel Dama Tavayu, that this case, that this rule that the Mishnah is teaching us is regarding the following scenario. B'Yisrael she'esh lo gizem har be'eskinim. Yisrael accumulated a lot of wool to give away as reishis hageis. U'mevekshin litn l'kohen, and he wants to give the kohen, he wants to distribute it amongst many kahanim. V'arminalei, we tell him, kol chad v'chad lo tovatz mechamesh shloim. And the Gemara here is teaching us a very important halacha in Hilchus, a very important halacha in Hilchus Staka. The question is, and the Rambam discusses this halacha, what is better to do? Is it better to give one person Staka? Or is it better to give one person a big donation? Or is it better to give many people small donations? And what the Gemara here apparently is suggesting, well, it should be somewhere in the middle. It's better to give many people donations, not to give all of the tzedakah to one individual. But even though it's better to give many people tzedakah, and like that, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Hakol Lefi Rov Hamasa, you do more tzedakah by giving more people, it has to be a decent amount to each individual. To give many people tzedakah, but every person that you're going to give the tzedakah is going to come home with something very minimal, is really not accomplishing the mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us here. Baruch Hashem, you have an individual who has a lot of wool to distribute to Kohanim with the mitzvah Reishis Hageis. So the Torah, the Halach is telling us, yes, distribute it to many people. Don't just give it to one person. But when we are distributing it to many people, make sure that each person gets a decent amount, and like that you will have done the mitzvah in the perfect, and like that you will have done the mitzvah in the perfect fashion. Gufa, continues the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Darmi Tavayu, Reishis Hageis, B'shishim. We should give a 60th of the wool to the Kohen. And so too, suggests the Gemara's Dalacha by Truma, B'shishim, that we give a 60th of the grain for Truma. The Kain Peya, that when we leave, as we've been discussing, Peya in the field, we should give a Shishim. Ask the Gemara, Truma B'shishim, is the shear of Truma 60th? Ask them, Ravanan Tanan, have we not learned in the Mishnah Masechta the Truma, the Truma Bein Yofa, if somebody's giving Truma in a generous fashion, Echad Me'aboim, it's a 40th. And here we're saying it's a 60th. Answers the Gemara, Midaraisa, the shear is B'shishim. But Rabbanon, that's adequate. The Rabbanon said, give Aboim. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Midaraisa b'shishim? How could you suggest midaraisa the shir is shishim? Vam Shmuel, didn't Shmuel tell us the chita achas pateras is a kri? The midaraisa, one chita is enough. So therefore, says the Gemara, midaraisa correct, kede Shmuel daloch is chita achas pateras is a kri. Midrabanon, but midrabanon, when we're giving truma daraisa, which is dogen, Tirosh and Yitzar, wheat, grapes, and olives. Somebody who gives, generously gives Achas Maboim. Somebody who does average is a 50th. Somebody who is stingy is a 60th. But when somebody is giving to Rabbanon with Rabbanon, if somebody is giving Truma on something which is Chayif Truma only with Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said that even the generous person need not give, even the generous person not to give more than a 60. So here we're learning that the halacha is that midaraisa the shir is chita achas pateras is a kri. Everything, all the other shirim is midrabanon, and we differentiate between truma deraisa and truma derabanon. The pasuk, when it speaks about separating challah from a dough, compares challah to truma. The pasuk says katrumas gairin kain teruma oisa. So Rashi, quoting the Sefri, says that just by Truma, as Shmuel just said, there is no minimum shear. Challah also has no minimum shear, and therefore even a small piece of dough is sufficient for challah midaraisim. The Pasuk says, however, Mereishis Arisei Sechem Titnu Hashem Truma, says Rashi, the Torah uses the word Titnu, means Kedei Nesina, which means the value of a pruta. So here, as the Mizrahi, that we have a stira. Here, Rashi is saying that we have to give a shir nesina. And before, Rashi said that it has no minimum. Answers the Nodeb Yehuda that in the mitzvah of challah, there are really two factors. There's the afrosha, the separating, and this and the nesina, the giving. So he explains. The entire dough is tevel, and may not be eaten until we do a Maisa Afrosha. Then there's a mitzvah, after we do the Maisa Afrosha, of giving the challah to a kohen. Explains the Nodeb Yehuda. As far as fulfilling the mitzvah of Afrosha, just taking off the smallest amount is fulfillment of the Maisa Afrosha, and it takes off the status of tevel from the crap, from the dough. But then there's a new halacha, and that's the halacha of Nesina. The halacha of Nesina's Truma is a new halacha, and there it has to be somewhat significant. What is the definition of somewhat significant? That has to be Shava Pruta. Says the Gemara further, Peya. As we've been speaking, that one has to leave Peya in his field, the halacha is B'shishim. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that For Tanan, doesn't the Mishnah say we say it every morning? El Dvarm Shalem Shir Hapeyav Bikurim. As we spoke, you have to bring Bikurim and Varayon. The halach is that when somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash during the Sholosh Regalim, he has to bring an Oilus Ria, as the Pasuk says, V'lo Yiro Penei Rekom. And that means two halachas, that one is that there's no minimum, maximum, to how much it's worth, and it means that every time one comes to the Beis HaMikdash during the Sholosh Regalim, he has to bring a common Oilus Ria. So it means if you're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash numerous times during the Yontif, you're going to have to bring a separate carbon every time, says the Gemara. So how are we saying that the shear pay is shishim? Answers the Gemara, the Rabbana, the Raisa ain't like shear. Mid the Raisa, there is no shear to pay ya. The Rabbana, the shear is shishim. Ma'akamashmon, ask them if that's what they mean to say. Tanina, we learned already, ain't personal pay mishishim. So the Mishnah already says that shishim is the proper amount. So what is he teaching us? Answers the Gemara, if we only had that Mishnah, hacha be'aretz, we would say in Eretz Yisrael, you have to give a 60th. Rav and Shmuel come to teach us that not only in Eretz Yisrael does that apply, but even in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is you should leave over a 60th. Says the Gemara, Kisali Issa Behini, when Issa Behini came from Bavot Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan met him. And says the Gemara, he met him, the Kamasnei Lebrei, that he was teaching his children, and he said, Rechelim. He said Rechelim, which is a Lashon Zachar. Amalei, so he said, Asnei, teach him Rechelis, which is a Lashon Nekeva, females. Amalei, to which he said, I taught it to him, Kedeksiv, as the Pasuk says. In the Pasuk, it says, Rechelim Masayim. Amalei, Lashon Torah Latzma, Lashon Chacham Latzma. We can't compare what it says in the Chumash to the way the Chacham speak in the Mishnah. And even though in the Torah it says the word Rechelim, but the way Chacham express themselves is with Rechelis. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan asked, Is he, Man Rei Sidra B'Bovel, who is the Rosh Hashiva in Bovel? And the reason he was called Rei Sidra, because he wore a certain type of a hat that was called a Sidra. Amalei, Abba Aricha. He meant Rav. He called him Abba Aricha because his name was Abba. And this that he's called all over Rav is only a title of honor. And he was very tall. That's one pshat that he was called. He was very tall. And that's why he was called Abba Aricha. Others explain that he was called Abba Aricha because he was very prominent. Amalei Abba Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan asks him, Abba Aricha Karalei? Is that the way, Karislei, that's the way you call him? You should have called him Rabbeinu. Because he says, the Chirin Karav Yisivna Ach Yudzayin Shur Nachuri the Rav Kamei the Rebbe. He says, I remember that I sat in 17 rows behind Rav when we were learning by Rebbe. And as Rashi explains, in those days when they sat at a shir, according to who you are, that's where you were placed. And I remember, V'nafkin Zekukah Denormi Pumi De Rav L'Pumi De Rebbe. When they spoke, it was like sparks of fire coming out of their mouths when they were conversing with each other. Because the Torah is compared to fire, as the Pasuk says, Haloi Kodvarik Eish. So, that's what the Mashah says. Another pshat I saw, the Eitz Yosef explains, why is it compared to fire? Because just like by fire, you start with a small spark, but that small spark can ignite to a large fire. So too, when we speak about Divrei Torah, we may start just with a small spark. It just starts with a small Dvar Torah, but that small Dvar Torah could grow into a fantastic fire. The less anayada, my number. He says, I couldn't even understand what they were discussing. Va'at, and you, Abba Aricha Krisloi, you call him with that type of a title. So he continues, Amalei Iyu. So Isi says to Rabbi Yochanan, Reishis Agaz B'kama. How much wool do you need to have for Reishis Agaz? Amalei B'shishim. He said, you have to have the weight of Shishim Sloim. Ask the Gemara, V'anam B'kol Shein Tanan. But he said, then we learn in our Mishnah that she is a Koshu. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yochanan said to Isi, Kema Ben Li Filoch. If I don't know the Mishnah better than you, so in what way am I greater than you? I know to understand that the Mishnah means Shishim, and the Kol Shekein is not to be taken literally. And the reason they said Kol Shehu, to teach us that you don't have to have a larger shear, but not that it means a Kol Shehu. Says the Markasa Rav Dimi, Omar, Reishis Ageiz, Rav Amar B'Shishim, you have to have 60 slum of wool. Rav Yochanan Mishim, Rav Yanan B'Shesh. Amalei, Rav Dimi. So Abaye said to Rav Dimi, Anch l'chad v'kash l'chad. You asked a question and you answered a question. And the Gemara explains, Bishlam de Rav Yochanan, de Rav Yochanan l'kasha. Because here we have a steer in Rav Yochanan. Because here he's saying in the name of Rav Yochanan that the shear is 6. And here it said it's 60. How do we reconcile this? Hadiday, Rabbi Yochanan himself held 60. For Hadi Rabbi, when he was reporting what his Rebbe said, that was Rabbi Babachana, he said 6. El the Rav Kasha, Ha Amarav, before he said Mono Pras. And now you're saying the Rav holds 60. Answers the Gemara, the Rav Nami Lakasha. We can reconcile Rav's opinion as well. My man of the Kamar, when Rav said mona pras, what is the definition of a mono? Ben abom sloim. It weighs 40 sloim. So a mono and a half will be shishim. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. V'tani tani mono ben abom sloim. Do we have a mono that is worth, that weighs abom sloim? Answers the Gemara in. Yes. V'tani here is a raya. Chemes chadosha. A vessel made out of leather, a flask made out of leather that was used to carry liquid. Even though it's, and it got a hole, and we know when it has a hole, it's namakabel tuma. But if it's still big enough, it's the hole, it still could be used to carry pomegranate. So the halacha is, if it was made for smaller things, and it has a hole in it, even that, and therefore it could, but it still could be used to hold pomegranate, tahirup. But ever tofra, if you made it into a full-fledged flask, and then nikra got torn. So since at one point it was a full-fledged flask, now it only will be considered torn, shir kamaitzer remainim. If it has holes that even pomegranates will fall out. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we don't measure it with fruit. We measure it with bekiyah shashesi, that we use it to hold the threads, the horizontal threads. How much? Achas mona ben arbaim sloim. What kind of threads? Threads that are weighed in a mona of 40 sloim. But here we see that there's a mona that weighs 40 sloim.